Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. We got a good one. Let me say this first. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let me go over to Indiana where on the phone is Fire Chief Robert wanting to talk about tell me something good that he heard on the show. Hello, Fire Chief Robert. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
Well, we were sitting out in a debate out here in the fire station and was listening to Amy tell me something good, and we just caught the tail end of it. I think we were talking about our fire department where we went on a run where a little 10-year-old alerted to her family that there was a fire there. We got there. We were able to make a grab of two guinea pigs and save them. And it was pretty awesome to hear our names mentioned up there because of the bravery of this little 10-year-old. That was just pretty awesome. I just wanted to say thanks for that.
Wait, that was your fire department?
Yeah. Y'all saved S'mores and Scarlet?
Yes, S'mores and Scarlet. Ironic name for one of them, obviously.
That's what I said. Hey, look at that. Come on.
That's so cool.
That is so cool. Yeah, the story, if you missed the story, a little girl in Indiana saved her family when a fire broke out in their garage. Her name was Anna. She's 10. She was getting ready for school. There was a strange noise coming from the garage. And so the family were like, oh, crap. But they didn't grab their pets. Luckily, Huntertown Fire Department, and that's where you're from, right, Fire Chief Robert?
That is correct.
There we are. Yeah. The Fire Department. That's right.
Yeah. Is this the chief? Like at the end, I shared a quote. How
Robert
you were like,
Boren.
Yes.
This is Fire Chief Robert Boren from the story. We got somebody famous on the phone.
I loved your quote of just reminding people that if someone senses something's not right, like lean into that. I'm paraphrasing, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's amazing. Sometimes we want to blow things off, and sometimes our children are more intuitive about what's going on around us than what we are. So we just need to listen up and pay attention, and everyone can get out safe.
Did you know this story made the news?
So I put it on Facebook, and then it kind of made local news, but I didn't know it made national news. And all of a sudden, I'm listening to Bobby Bones, and I'm like, holy cow, that's us.
Yay.
This is awesome. Hey,
I know.
How about
so
this?
Cool.
Who was on this call? How many, like, what guys were out there saving s'mores and...
Scarlet.
Actually, it's the crew that's working today, ironically. So there's a big group of us, and there was about two other departments that joined us also. So it was a big group effort.
Well, how many people are in your crew that are working today that were there?
Today, there's actually five of us.
Perfect.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. The five that are there with you right now, you plus five... we're going to send you guys some Pimp and Joy stuff to your firehouse because we just appreciate what you do, that you listen to the show, that you went in and saved these animals, what you do every day. Like, let's not let that be lost, too. Like, you guys are risking your lives. So we're going to put you on hold. Yeah, we'll send some hats and just appreciate you. We'll put you on hold, get your address, and send some stuff at the fire station. How's that?
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is awesome. We really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing the story.
Dang.
Yeah, that's thank
like,
you.
Like, I feel like somebody famous called in. Like,
I know.
Honestly, this is cooler than when Tim McGraw calls us. Let's be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when you tell me something, tell me something good, like obviously we really are shouting these people out, but the fact that the people we're shouting out actually hear it, that's awesome.
Now remember, after the tell me something good, though, we question whether it's worth going in to save a guinea pig.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
No.
Well, let's ask him. How did y'all feel about
he's
that?
He's here. Let's ask him.
Were you like a guinea pig?
And rabbits,
well,
too.
You know, so at first we were like, man, we don't know if there's much hope, but you know, we still have to try because if anything, the family can really have closure if it wasn't successful. When we found them, when we found out that they were alive, the tears of joy that were running down these little girls' face, the dad like hooting and hollering and just screaming at the top of his lungs out of excitement. You know, it might just be guinea pigs to someone else, but for that family, it was everything. And that's why we do what we do. It's not the small things or the minute things. It's because for someone, that's a major thing. So we have to do whatever we can for anyone at all times.
Dang, I wish I wouldn't have questioned the guinea pigs.
Right, I know.
And I wasn't saying not save them. I just wonder if the guys were like, we got to go in for guinea pigs, excuse me.
Well, yeah, he just said they were like, but also, I got to say, is that the first time y'all have ever administered oxygen to a little tiny animal like that?
We've done it for cats and dogs, but we've never done it for guinea pigs.
Love
and,
it.
It worked.
Well, let us say it's been a real treat, real honor to hang out. Do you still have the goatee? I'm looking at pictures of you right now. You have a cool fireman goatee. You still have that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I can't lose that. I'm a firefighter.
I agree. Like, when I see a firefighter, he better have some facial hair or I'm worried. All right. Hey, appreciate you. Thank you for doing what you do every day. We're going to put you on hold real quick, Ray, and we'll get his information. There he is. Tell me something good comes alive. Hope you have a great morning. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You too.
All right. How cool is that?
I love it.
What
That's
a way to
so
start
cool.
the day. Mm-hmm. All right. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So my husband and I had an argument last night. I wanted to get your opinion on it. The argument started after I told him I wanted to join a little golf club by our house, which we just moved into. He didn't understand why I wanted to join a golf club when neither of us play golf. I told him it was so we could make new friends, and then he got totally defensive after that. He said at 40 years old, he doesn't have the energy to make new friends. He's happy with the friends we have, who live 45 minutes away, and he's not interested in meeting new people. Is anyone too old to make new friends? Does he think we're going to stay in the house for the rest of our lives and do nothing but hang out with each other? I told him I'm joining the club with or without him, and now we're not talking.
Hmm.
What should we do? Signed, Friendless and 40.
That's funny.
You're never too old to make friends. It gets harder to make friends because you just have more going on. I think the best times to make friends are probably when you're a kid and then when you're old.
Because well, you got nothing going on.
Well, because you don't have work, if you're retired, you don't have kids in the house. I think otherwise it's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 42. I mean, I've probably made two or three friends in the past 8 or 9 years. Like friends that I would go, I need your help. Can you drop everything and come? That kind of friend. So you're never too old to make friends. It does get harder to make friends. Your husband's the Grinch. What's happening? It's not even Christmas. The guys are bah humbug.
Man, I related to him.
Yeah, I know, but you shouldn't not do it just for the sake of we can't. Yes, it's harder. Go get in a group. Go get in a golf group. You'll make new friends, especially if you don't have any friends where you are. Like you have to have some sort of group, some sort of social group, or you're gonna go crazy. So you're never too old to make friends. It's harder to make friends. I don't think you're gonna make a lot of new friends, but I admire you for going and dipping your toe in that water. Amy?
Yeah, I think there's something like deeper here. If y'all are like literally not talking over this, we need to go have a little meeting, maybe get a third party involved and like see what's going on. I get not wanting to meet new friends. He feels content with where he's at, but he's also see your side and want to come alongside you and be like, okay, if this is important to you, then it's important to me and I'll agree to go to the club with you every once in a while.
Yeah, and he'll probably be the one to make a best friend.
Yeah.
And he'll be embarrassed about it. Yeah, but Eddie, you have no interest in friends?
No, well, what I see, I think the husband is talking about is, yes, you're too busy to make friends at this age, but also you're going to spend money to join a club.
But I think she just wants to join a club for something to do.
Yeah.
You're going to spend money to do stuff.
Yeah. I'm more of the organic way of making friends, kind of like how we've done it. I'm like you. I've probably made two or three friends in the last 8 years, too, because we didn't really try.
But if you don't make them at work... But if you're like, an adult, it's hard to meet people.
It really is. I get it.
I feel like when I see Eddie, he's always walking around trying to make friends with everybody.
Well, I think Eddie's everyone. Just trying to be liked more than
yes,
make friends.
That's
oh, are we getting
great.
Deep here? What do you mean? What's going
Eddie
on?
Eddie just likes to be liked, you know? more than form long-lasting friendships. Yeah.
But then, Eddie, let's ask you this. Like, if it was something that was important to your wife, would you try to see her side of it and make an effort?
Totally, but a golf club to me sounds way too expensive
to try
to make
friends.
But you
don't know. It could be cheap. I don't know what kind of neighborhood they live in. It may not be a country club.
Yeah. All right. If it's less than $10 a month, I'm in.
Okay.
What are you going to, Planet Fitness?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. But, it can't be cheap.
Also, money's relative. We have no idea their situation. It might not be a thing for them.
Yeah, okay. They emailed it on gold paper. That makes no sense. All right, if you want to email us, Morgan, what's the address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, to start us off on Fun Fact Friday, here is Jim from Ohio with our listener fun fact.
Well, hello, Bobby Bones. Fun fact for Fun Fact Friday is that there's no wind on the moon. So I've heard. I haven't gone and checked it out. But there's no wind on the moon. So supposedly Neil Armstrong's footprint is supposedly still there. I'll probably never go and see it. But, you know, yep. Have a good day.
What is that?
I don't know.
I like it.
But because there's no wind, the footprint can't blow away.
Makes sense.
Fun Fact Friday. Nice job, Jim from Ohio. Thank you very much. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Counting them down 5-1.
Number 5.
At its peak, Pablo Escobar's cartel earned $420 million a week.
a week. Ridiculous. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah, I know. I am.
It's almost half a...
It's a lot.
Let's think about this. 420. That's almost half a billion a week.
And this was at the peak, like back in the day, when that amount of money seems like a lot now. Imagine it back then.
The money's crazy, guys, but that's the amount of drugs that they were selling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they controlled 80% of the worldwide cocaine market, which that's what, when I watch these cocaine cartel drug shows, I'm like,
crazy.
But what the crazy part is all the people that are up in arms about it, it's like, oh, yeah, so we can supply you Americans with all your party drugs.
Yeah, but don't be mad at me. I didn't do anything.
He's just yelling at us. Why, Amy, we never bought that
I've never
stuff.
Even seen it in real life.
Me neither.
All right.
Number 4.
The Pentagon is 5.1 million square feet. That's a lot.
On Zillow, that'd go for quite the tasty amount.
Yes.
But it's super cool because it was designed so that like every point in the building is less than a 10-minute walk from any other point. So, like, that's why the Pentagon, the shape is the way that it is, so that they can get from point A to B without having to, you know, take half an hour.
How many bathrooms that is?
A lot of bathrooms.
Number 3.
Never odd or even, spelled backwards, all those words.
Never is, odd or even.
Is spelled never odd or even.
That's like race car.
Weird.
Spell race car backwards.
It's the same race car.
Yeah, like that. You know what that's called?
Well, that would have been the easy one to use, probably.
Is that onomatopoeia?
No,
onomatopoeia is like boom, whack.
That's lunchbox every time he tells a story.
Yeah, boom, boom. Kaludum. Yeah.
It's a palindrome.
A palindrome.
Palindrome.
Yes.
Oh. Good try. Palindrome.
Hey, well, actually, Bobby said don't make fun of people if they've ever said the word out loud.
That's right, because that means they've only read it.
Yeah, and I probably learned it at some point in school, but I don't remember.
Probably did. Thank you.
Number 2.
The Calvin Klein cologne obsession can attract big cats like jaguars and tigers from like a half a mile away. And then they'll proceed to take long sniffs and cuddle against the source, enjoying the smell longer than they enjoy some of their meals.
Dude.
I think she's just believing a commercial.
We need to take
Calvin Klein obsession. There's a jaguar licking the neck of a male model.
I could wear it and see what happens with my cat.
But who would test that? All right, we're going to the jungle, guys.
Try a lunchbox at the zoo.
Yeah.
Number 1.
Netflix employees get unlimited vacation days and a free subscription.
The unlimited vacation days is pretty weird. It's cool. Awesome. It must mean that as long as you do your job, they don't care when you're not there.
Right. So I Googled more for this one because I really want to understand it. And it said Netflix employees have unlimited vacation because no one is tracking their time. Instead of micromanaging how people get their jobs done, the leadership focuses on what matters, results. They found that giving people greater autonomy creates more responsible culture.
They also put out the memo too. There's like, hey, if you're upset by some of the stuff we're doing, quit. They're like, really? We have programming for everybody. You don't have to agree with it, but if you're upset, you get a little feeling, sir, you can quit right now.
That's cool.
And I was like, that's cool. I like that. And unlimited vacation. We couldn't do that because we have to be here at certain hours. But I tell you what, whenever you're not here on the show, Unlimited vacation.
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Stephanie Bibb, she's a teacher at John F. Kennedy Elementary School, and she was in charge of starting a new program. She says, I got a great idea. We should start the Kindness Crew. And this is a crew of like 30 students, and they do things like hold doors for other students. They greet students and teachers with signs that say positive things on them, and they give hugs to other kids. It's kind of cool. It's like 30 kids involved in this Kindness Crew.
You can almost do that with all your kids, Eddie.
You could
create your own home kindness crew with all of your children.
Yeah, and my four kids need more kindness between them three.
How receptive would they be to something like the Kindness Crew?
It'd be difficult. It'd be extremely difficult. Yeah, because all they do is fight. But no, I think this is so cool. When I was in school, I did safety patrol. Did you ever do that?
No, but I love being hall monitor.
Oh, no.
I'd write somebody a hall ticket quick. People picked on me in real life. You give me that little notepad. It was on.
So
you're out in the hall. Yeah.
So you were the cop like during classes when students shouldn't have been in the halls?
Yes, if I didn't have a class.
Oh, boy.
You better believe it, buddy.
Oh,
I got stuffed in enough lockers after school. I was enforcing some justice.
There's Bobby again.
Yes, that's all right. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. It's time for the game everybody loves to play on a Friday. It's Easy Trivia. That's right. We Googled easy trivia for kids. Amy.
Yes.
The category is Disney and Toy Story. Whose catchphrase is to infinity and beyond?
Buzz Lightyear.
Correct. Lunchbox, which Disney film includes the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Correct. Eddie, whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Correct. Remember Me. Remember Me is a song from what Disney Pixar movie?
Coco.
Correct. So you all got the first one right.
Wow.
So they start super easy. They get a little harder. If you miss it, you'll hear this.
You've been boned.
You just don't want to be boned. Last one standing wins.
Mm.
The category is companies. Amy, what company makes iPads and iPhones?
Apple.
Correct. Who is the CEO of Tesla, Lunchbox?
Elon Musk.
Correct. Just Do It is what company's slogan, Eddie?
Nike.
Correct. Keebler Cookie Company uses what creature with pointy ears as their logo, Morgan?
I think he's an elf.
Correct. All right. Well, now it's showtime, baby.
Come on.
Let's get to level three. The category is game shows. Who hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire from when it debuted in the U.S. in 1999?
Regis.
Correct. Lunchbox, what game show host was known for their long, skinny microphone?
I don't know if he's known for it, but he had one, Bob Barker.
Correct. Ooh. What game show hosted by Howie Mandel, Eddie, contained 26 briefcases containing different sums of money?
Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. Morgan, name a host of Family Feud.
Steve Harvey.
Correct. There's been a bunch of them, yeah. So I'd have taken any of them. All right. The next category in easy trivia, inventions. Amy, who invented the light bulb?
Okay, hold on. Electricity was Benjamin Franklin. The light bulb was Thomas Edison. I think with electricity, too, like turning on the light, Thomas Edison.
Your answer is?
Thomas Edison.
Correct. Lunchbox, what was the first name of the person who invented MySpace and became everyone's first friend?
Tom.
Correct. Eddie. Alexander Graham Bell is known for inventing what?
The telephone.
Correct. Morgan, what social media app was invented in 2013? It allowed users to create short, looping video clips with a maximum length of 6 seconds.
Oh, that's tricky because there was Vine before TikTok. Can you repeat one more time?
Sure. What social media app was invented in 2013? It allowed users to create short, looping video clips, maximum length of 6 seconds.
Vine.
Correct. Vine it is. State capitals.
Oh.
Let's go.
This one always gets us in trouble with our listeners,
yes,
though.
I know. I know. They hate us there, for it. And it's like, you know,
Amy.
What?
What's capital of Florida?
I don't know. I've been to so many places in Florida, but I've never been to the capital. La Paz, Bolivia.
We're on the air there, too. I know. To apologize.
I know.
To all
I apologize.
Listeners.
Like, I apologize, too. Florida. Tampa.
You've been boned.
This could get us all in trouble.
Yeah.
I know.
I guess
all of us. But get them right.
Well, so what is it?
Come on.
Fort
what
Lauderdale?
It's Tallahassee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tallahassee, Florida.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What's the capital of New Mexico?
Son of God.
Dropping like flies.
New Mexico. I only know two cities in New Mexico.
What are they?
Well, there's Las Cruces. Shout out DJ.
Who's DJ?
DJ Suggs. Went to college with him. He's from Las Cruces. The other one is Albuquerque.
How'd you say it?
Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's great. I love Albuquerque, by the way.
Me too.
All right, we had to go with Albuquerque because that's the only other city I know in New Mexico.
All right. That answer is?
You've been boned.
It's wrong.
Maybe we're all going to be back in it. You know what
Santa
I mean?
Santa Fe? Oh, my gosh.
No one's been there.
Eddie.
Yes, Santa Fe's beautiful.
What's capital of Connecticut?
What? Come on. I think I know a city in Connecticut.
Oh, gosh.
If you can think of one, it's probably the capital because you've heard it before.
Oh, my goodness. Connecticut? Where's ESPN? Is that Bristol? New Haven, Connecticut. Wow, that just popped into my head. Give me New Haven, Connecticut for the win.
You've been boned.
Oh, my gosh.
Hartford.
Hartford.
Yeah. I mean, at least, you know.
Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Hartford. Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan, you might win.
Kansas.
That'd be cool. You go, Morgan.
You can win with this one. What's the capital of Colorado?
We're all good.
We're back in.
Yeah, we're safe. No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
You guys are being awfully rude to her right now.
I have no idea, so I can't even say anything.
Denver.
Let's go. Denver.
I know it's not Denver.
I don't.
I have no idea.
What do you think it is, Eddie?
Colorado Springs.
That's where the Air Force Academy
okay,
is.
Okay, so would you bet?
Ah, okay,
I'm just asking. You can bet against Denver. Would you bet $10? I'll let you bet 10 against me, and I'll take Denver, and you take the field. Any other town? Because you know it's not Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Would you
How
take
much?
$10.
Yeah, let's go $10.
All right, the capital's Denver.
Woo!
Morgan wins, and I won $10.
Yeah! Amy, we lost.
I don't care.
Nice job, Morgan.
If Morgan won, I'm fine with that. But think about it. What at one time we live in Nashville, and one time Morgan was asked the capital of Tennessee.
Very true.
And she said,
"I'm very terrible Knoxville. At geography." I said Memphis.
So I mean, don't
we don't even know the own city we live
exactly.
in?
Exactly. So what my point is, don't take it personally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're human.
Did you learn a capital song though?
No, I just memorized them all.
I had a lunchbox as a kid that had all the states and the capitals, and that's kind of where I go.
I need
in
to
my,
get yeah. one now.
Well, there we have it. Well, we got to go on our apology tour, so they'll be coming to the city they insulted. Sometime near oh. you.
Denver, I'll see you soon.
All right. I think you should all call into the station you just insulted and
okay.
have to do an interview.
All right.
Okay, that's the deal. Thank you, guys. Morgan, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This kid, Will, who lives in Illinois, loves running. And as part of this project, he collected athletic shoes, athletic gear, money to be donated, and delivered it all to a youth shelter in Chicago
wow.
for his 13th birthday. That's pretty cool. The youth center helps people who are dealing with housing instability or homelessness, and so he chose that because he wanted to give them a sense of hope. He said a shoe can basically take you anywhere, $7,000 and all the stuff.
Wow.
13 years old. 13, that's kind of a jerk age, right?
Oh, they're all jerks.
That's like the
13.
Hormones are really
yeah. Yes.
So the fact that Will did this at 13, that's extra, extra good.
Will's a cool dude.
Nice job, Will. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon.
I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
On the phone, Rebecca is on. Let's go talk to her. Rebecca, what's going on?
I was calling as a joke. I bought a scratch off yesterday and I won $5,000. So I was going to make a joke and see if he wants to go with me when I go to claim it to hold the big check.
Did you really win the money or is that a joke too?
Oh, no, I really did. I stopped at a gas station yesterday, bought a $10 ticket and won $5,000.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. So
you scratch it. Yeah. What was the three boots, three money signs?
Diamonds.
Nope, it was number 22. That was it. That was the only number on the ticket that won.
Were you in disbelief at first? Did you have somebody else check it?
Oh, yeah. I scanned it and it said the Lotto Center. So, yeah, I was totally shocked.
Lunchbox does not look like he wants to hang out with you right now.
So my question is, do you scratch it immediately when you get in your car? How do you do it? Do you go home?
So Lunchbox, since you're obsessed with Lotto, so the Jumbo Jumbo Bucks Limited came out yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go buy some. So I had $60 in winning tickets. I went in and I played. I got six of the Jumbo Jumbo Bucks. Scratch the first one, loser. The second one I scratched. And I didn't see anything, and I said, oh, number 22, it's probably a ticket. And I scratched, and I saw three zeros first, and I was like, holy crap, and I was in my car. So, yeah, I looked at it again, and then I immediately took a picture and sent it to my mom. I want you to know that I'm like you. I'm hoping one day that it's just my lucky day, and 5,000 is great, but I would love to be a millionaire like
you guys
one
are,
day.
Yes, you guys are insane.
5,000
is
awesome. What do you mean, that's what I'm saying.
What do you mean you want one day to be your lucky day? Yeah, that was your lucky day.
It's
lucky.
No.
That's it.
$1,000.
Put it in your pocket. That was today. It was yesterday, whenever it was. Okay, you guys.
No, she has the right idea. Like, the $5,000 is nice.
Why not spend it on lottery tickets?
But $5 million would be unbelievable.
You mean like reinvest?
Yeah. Why not just go hard?
You just see what she did? She took $60 in winnings and went and bought more tickets and turned it into $5,000. So you guys say it doesn't invest, it doesn't work? It does.
Rebecca, congratulations.
And I'm never on your side.
Oh. Sorry, until now.
Until now. Yeah. Okay, Rebecca, thank you.
Yep.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. $5,000. She's like, I can't wait to really get lucky. Wait, what? I don't understand the words you were saying to me right now. All right, let's go over and check in with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What's the difference between an actor and a burnt rodent?
What's the difference between an actor and a burnt rodent?
One is Chris Pratt. The other is a crisp rat.
Crisp rat. Yeah, crisp rat. Rat. Crisp rat. Okay. That's pretty.
It's hard to say.
We got to take a long time to get there.
That was the Morning Corny.
All right. Thank you. We're about to talk to Craig Morgan, who I just love as a person. For example, when I give you Craig Morgan songs that are amazing, That's What I Love About Sunday from 2004.
That's What I Love About Sunday.
Redneck Yacht Club from 2005.
Fast Track, Bay Liners, and a Party Bar.
International Harvester, Jam.
Cause I'm the son of a third generation.
He's got so many, right? But here's what we're going to do. He's about to be on the phone. I'm going to roll the dice. Whatever the number is, that's how many words you have to put in a question to ask him. So if Great. It's two, you can only ask him a question with two words. And everybody has to have a question.
Oh, gosh.
Okay?
Yep.
Here we go. Amy. Six. Doesn't seem that hard.
That's good.
You have to ask him a six-worded question.
Perfect.
Eddie.
Come on.
One.
Oh, come on.
You want to see it?
This is ridiculous. He's not even going to know what to say.
The dice don't lie. Wait. So that's yours.
Great.
Lunchbox. Two.
Oh, easy.
That's easier than one.
You good? Don't do that one, though.
No, okay. I didn't even think about that.
Okay, so you all have your numbers. And you can have multiple questions, but Eddie, 1, Lunchbox, 2, Amy, 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
When can I ask the question?
I'll come to you and be like, hey, Eddie has a question for you.
It can't be in the middle of a sentence, because that would help.
What do you mean? Run it by me.
Like if he's talking about like, okay, oh, my friend.
Oh, man, I was out on the road yesterday.
Where? Got it. Got the question in.
That's funny. No.
Okay.
Okay. Moments away from Craig Morgan. Ray's talking to him right now.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Craig Morgan.
There he is right now on the phone. And welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, bud. Thanks for having me back.
I have a few questions that I was thinking about because you at one time were a police officer. And I wonder if, did you ever sing in your uniform with the badge on?
Yeah, I probably sang to myself a lot.
Do you think that you could have been the singing, like the singing sheriff? Like on TikTok, if that would have happened 25 years later, if maybe you're Craig the singing sheriff and that's how you got your deal.
I'm going to say no. I was just too focused on doing that job, you know. Only when I was riding around by myself or parked somewhere, maybe listening to something, singing along with the radio, did I sing. Otherwise, I was focused on situational awareness.
Yeah, I know you say that, but I don't know. What about, did you have to get pepper sprayed to be a cop?
Yes.
What's your memories with that?
I'd rather be tased 3 times as opposed to have to do pepper spray once.
It's that bad. Why?
It's just brutal, man. It takes forever. You know, the tasing's over pretty quick. It hurts really bad initially. Puts you to your knees and, you know, but the spray stays with you for some time.
Well, I thought I would rather be sprayed than tased, but I guess now I'll choose the other option. All right, bring it in. We're going to do it on the phone now. He's going to listen in. Craig Morgan's on with us right now. What I'd like to do, because I know what you love about Sunday, and I'm gonna sing this to you, this question. I'd like to know what you love about the other days. Here we go. What do you love about Mondays? Go ahead, Craig.
Monday is my Sunday.
Oh, because it's like a day off.
Artist.
It's like his day. Okay.
Correct.
All right, let's start. Let's do another one. What do you love about Tuesdays?
Steak night.
Okay. I like it. We're right to the point.
Every Tuesday.
You have steak every Tuesday? What? Why Tuesday?
Every Tuesday. Just what me and my wife have been doing.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's try the next one. What do you love about Wednesdays?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you what I do on a Wednesday.
Okay. Amy, you take Thursday. Go ahead.
What do you love about Thursdays?
That's when I get on the bus and head your way.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
We only got 2 more days here. What do you love about Fridays?
That's when I get to stand on my stage.
Okay, we're good. Now he's got the feel of it. We're singing the song with each other. Good. One more. What do you love about Saturday?
Bike ride and run before I play.
Oh, every Saturday you go get a bike ride. You ever
and
wrecked?
Run?
Yeah.
Triathlon, basically.
You ever wrecked before a show?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty regular.
Every show. He's like, yeah, every show, every Saturday.
No, but Saturday I do a long ride.
How long is that?
50 plus.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh my.
Are you not tired when you get on stage?
No, not at all. It gives me energy.
I walk on the treadmill before a show and I'm like, I can't even do it. Now, the show would like to ask you a question. Up first is Amy, my co-host. Amy, Craig Morgan's on. What would you like to ask him?
Hey, Craig.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you have another one?
I do.
Okay, here we go.
What did you eat for breakfast?
3 cups of coffee.
That's it?
That's my breakfast. I generally don't eat breakfast. They say it's the most important meal of the day, but I'm in
disbelief. Not for you. Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to Eddie, our video producer. Eddie, Craig Morgan's on. What would you like to ask him?
Yeah, why?
I don't eat breakfast because I don't need it for fuel. See, for me, I approach food a lot differently than most people. A lot of people approach food as an experience and so on and so forth. For me, food is fuel. That's it. Not to say that I don't enjoy my steak on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, Tuesday night steak night, obviously.
Yeah.
but I'm a carb guy. I kind of watch my carbs pretty close, and I've learned that I don't really need as much as my mind once told me I did.
Lunchbox, 1 final question for Craig Morgan.
Favorite city?
Oh, my goodness, this is tough. I'm going to have to say, why not North Dakota?
I loved it there. Super nice people. It's cold. Craig likes cold.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
Great people. Craig cold. Yeah.
I don't like cold. Eddie, 1 final question for Craig Morgan. Go ahead before we go.
Where?
He said Minot, North Dakota. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Eddie doesn't listen. Last thing. I remember now what triggered this call. I saw you were doing your tour. And long ago I said, hey, Craig, we really need a tour t-shirt. And Craig promised me a tour t-shirt. And you know who doesn't have a tour t-shirt from Craig Morgan?
Come on.
You know who still doesn't have it? Me.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he asked him who.
No, I'm good.
That's all I'm saying. I'm still shirtless, Craig.
I have to give you one of the older ones.
That's
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hard to find. All of my guys, you're not going to believe this because, of course, you asked this question now. They have literally been on Etsy and everywhere trying to buy up old Craig Morgan t-shirts.
So you're saying they've been looking for me one or looking for you to have old ones?
Looking for one for your wife.
That's right. That's who it's for. Yes. Okay. I mean, I could do that. I go to Etsy and try to find one. Okay.
No. I got your t-shirt coming, and we'll make sure you get one of the new, both of you have one, and you'll have to wear it on the show, the new God Family Country Tour t-shirt.
Okay. We're there. We cannot wait to see you in town here, but Craig Morgan's all over. You guys go to CraigMorgan.com. You know, I love you, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks a bunch.
Voicemail from Mariah in Dallas, Texas.
I was just listening to the post show from the other day, and you guys are talking about skydiving. And my husband and I are avid skydivers. I'm at about almost 500 jumps. He's at almost 900 jumps. And I can tell you that skydiving is really safe. There are hot dogs kill more people than skydiving does. So, Eddie, have fun and enjoy the jump. You know, they say that... just delete this. This is stupid.
She gave up on her call.
She did. She quit halfway through.
What?
But before she told us to give up on the voicemail.
That's funny.
That was good, Mariah.
I like that slogan.
So Eddie and Abby both said their bucket list is to go skydiving. The rest of us have done it. I hated it. It's stupid. But you have four kids, and you had to get permission from your wife.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, not yet.
You didn't ask.
I haven't asked yet.
Do you have to wait till like the time's right, or can you just go in today and be like, hey, can I go skydiving?
It's probably better just to ask it while she's like doing something, like in the middle of something.
Do not put it on me though.
No, I won't.
Don't say, hey, it's for the show. Nope.
Okay.
Because I don't want her, who's friends with my wife, to be like, are they doing some sky?
Do I phrase it like, you know, I've always wanted to go skydiving.
Yeah, and say, hey, now there's an opportunity that Abby brought it up. She wanted to do it. I could do it with her.
I think we're okay because like a few months back, Scuba wanted me to go skydiving and she was cool with that then. You know, so she'll be fine.
Okay, let us know next week sometime.
You got it.
All right. Coming up in a second, we're going to do basically two lies and a truth. What'd you call your game here?
Just two fake, one real.
Okay, so she's going to give us three statements. Two are fake, one's real. I spent all night thinking about this game.
Oh.
Because what the answer is that I am sure is the real one is so easy that it can't be real.
Oh.
She's going to give us three. Two of them are fake. One of them is real. It's about her life. We're going to figure it out next with Amy. And then we have a caller on who wants to know why Lunchbox is always upset us. Okay, we'll get to that, too. That's next. On the phone in Amarillo, Texas is Tiffany. Tiffany, thank you for calling the show. What do you want to say?
I have a question for Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Why are you always so angry at everything?
What have I been angry about? I don't think I've been angry at all.
Every little, sometimes in every segment, there always seems like you have something angry about with it.
I don't think so. I think sometimes I get frustrated or I'm shocked by things, and I think you're mistaking that, like, surprise feeling as anger.
Your surprise sounds angry.
Or maybe it's more saying, like your passion sounds angry.
Yeah, maybe I'm passionate about something. I don't know. Like, can you give me an example?
I agree. You do get upset
about it. Like, give me something that I got upset about in the last week.
Well, anybody winning the lottery.
Here we go.
Anybody.
That is frustrating.
Anybody making more money than you in any way, shape,
anybody or form. Getting any sort of opportunity that has nothing to do with what you've tried, but they get an opportunity and you're like, oh, that's stupid. I didn't get it.
Yeah, that's frustrating because they weren't even trying to be an actor and they get it handed to them on a silver platter where I've been working my tail off.
You haven't. Not your tail. You've taken a few classes.
That's working my tail off. More work than she's put in.
Tiffany's already getting angry, so thank you for the call. We understand why you would say that, and we appreciate you listening.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Bye, Tiffany. Okay, we're going to play a game here. Amy sent me this. I don't know the answer to it. I've been very excited about this all night.
Oh, you're going
to
play too?
Well, because I ran it through my head like 20 times. I don't know the answer. And it just seems like I will know the answer immediately, but if she pitched the game like this, it can't be as easy as it seems. So, the game is two fake and one real. Right, Amy?
Yep.
She has three things. I'm going to let Amy say them, but she got three statements. Two of them are fake. One of them is real. We have to find the real one. Now, I don't know the answer. I think I know the answer, but then I'm like, that's too easy. That can't be the answer. Amy, let's go. Number one.
I saw a raccoon on a leash.
Okay. Like somebody walking a raccoon?
Yes. Okay. Like a pet. Sort of like I walk my cat.
You saw a raccoon on a leash. A raccoon. Okay. The next one.
I have been invited to be on a soap opera.
The next one?
Well, I've told y'all my kids want a baby, and I carry my cat like a baby, and we're finally starting the process of adopting another baby.
And you have mentioned yourself that you wanted another baby. You have said that, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And it just was like a matter of figuring out when the time is right.
Can we ask a question each? We get one question, period, about all three of them. You can ask any question you want. She'll answer it. You don't have to be honest. You can try to fool us. So if we say, why the raccoon? You'd be like, well, it was on 3rd Street. It was. You can make up whatever. We're just, mm-hmm. Got it. Lunchbox, you get one question about these. Go ahead.
Okay. Where are you adopting a baby from?
It's domestic.
And if it's domestic, I guess you don't want to share with because it's a new...
Yeah, good call.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that. It's domestic. Because, I mean, my two adopted kids currently are from Haiti. And so we have considered that. But it's just difficult there right now. And... originally, our plan was to do domestic anyway.
Okay. Eddie?
Who was walking the raccoon?
A man.
Interesting.
What's the worst question I've ever had in my life?
I don't know.
I already know which one is.
I don't know him.
That's a terrible question.
I already know which one's a man or a woman.
What do you think she was going to say?
A kid.
Thomas Rhett? I mean, what?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. John Hardy?
Yeah, like what?
Blake Shelton? That would have been believable.
All right. Two are fake, one's real. Which one is real?
The real one is A, the raccoon, because I forgot all about this, but I was eating at a hamburger place. The guy had the raccoon there on the table. I have video.
What?
Yep, so I
You've
know it's
seen
the raccoon.
It too?
I have video. I'll pull it up.
Then maybe you should have pulled yourself out of the competition if you literally saw the raccoon.
I totally forgot about it until you said that.
You saw a man with a raccoon.
No,
and
I meant to send it in, and I totally forgot until you just said
How
it right
do you
now.
You forget that.
Okay, Eddie.
Well, it's the raccoon, 100%.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You don't know
yes.
that.
You're not adopting a baby, and you're not acting in another
had seen
movie.
A raccoon in their neighborhood, he should have taken himself out of the competition, for the record.
Well, I didn't know that was going to be part of the thing.
That's true.
Until she said it.
But then you should have played it cool and been like, I'm going with the raccoon, and not known why.
You dummy.
It's easily the raccoon
sure.
now, because he's seen the same raccoon
he
in the neighborhood.
Saw the raccoon.
I'm gonna go with the soap opera though, just for the heck of it. All right, Amy.
I saw a man walking a raccoon. Right.
That's crazy though.
But I honestly, I'm. It's kind of cool. Lunchbox has video because I thought nobody was gonna believe me because I don't have proof. Because I did it. I was driving and didn't have time to take any video.
That sound is Lunchbox playing a video for some reason in the studio.
I'm just I'm not lying. And it's at a restaurant, and it's on the table.
You can turn the volume down.
Yeah, you can hit down.
He turned it up.
What restaurant?
A little hamburger place.
Okay.
You already said that.
Well, that's crazy, y'all. There's a man in town walking around with a raccoon.
That is pretty crazy.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Like, I've never seen that in my life.
I mean, it's crazier that it was on a table in a restaurant, if I'm being honest.
So dirty.
I just thought there's no way y'all were going to believe me because I didn't have proof, so I thought it'd be fun to play a game.
Why did you pick two super unbelievable things?
Super unbelievable.
I know it would have been like, today at 3, I'm dyeing my hair fully blonde.
No.
Like things that actually could happen.
I actually could be adopting a baby
you're
right
not.
Now.
No, you're not. Not right now.
I actually...
But you're not. So
you're not.
They actually did tell me I did a good job at the acting thing to where maybe they consider me for other opportunities.
But you're not, so you can't argue. Okay.
But all that's believable.
You saw a raccoon. Hey, good for you.
And I apologize, Amy, that I should have stepped out. I just didn't, like, once you said it, I was like, oh my God, I forgot all about that video. And
I know the answer. I saw it too.
He sends it in tomorrow.
Yeah. God, I never believe what I saw. But it's the guy's pet. It's literally his pet. And it go. And I talked to the server at the restaurant, and he comes in there at least once a week
Amy,
with the raccoon.
Thank you for the game.
It was a good game.
I like that. Next up, Lunchbox, you make one of these.
Okay.
You will never believe what I saw
at
a restaurant.
A raccoon at a restaurant.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Super dumb. I think it's the dumbest thing you can do. One of the first couples to marry over Zoom has divorced. They still haven't met. Like, how dumb.
You
get married over Zoom to somebody you never met.
Oh my gosh.
I don't have a problem with you getting married over Zoom if for some reason during the pandemic you're in the military, you can't get to your guy, your girl, and you've been planning. Okay. But you ain't never met him? Ah, it's dumb as crap. All right, one of the first couples to meet and get married over Zoom is divorcing. They still haven't met in person. The woman claims this guy's been unfaithful and is back with his ex. Okay.
They've never met.
But you never met. So probably, but you expect otherwise? Why do you expect anything? A 26-year-old British woman filed for an annulment from her American husband. He's 24. 3 months after marrying him, but can you annul after 3 months?
Yeah, I think that might be the window. I'm not sure.
They still have not met in person. They met online during quarantine. Things were good. How do you not get together?
I mean, different countries. COVID. Travel. Lockdown.
How do you still not get together?
I don't know.
You're married. So it's the dumbest thing I ever heard. One of them. Yeah, it's the dumbest thing. So what I've asked the room to do is... And I will say, by a show of hands, who would like to share? Because some people may not have the dumbest thing, but everybody, the floor is open. Who wants to share the dumbest thing they've ever done in their life?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I...
Eddie's hands up, Lunchbox's hands up. Yeah. Morgan's hands up. Okay, I'll go to kind of break
Amy,
it up.
You're not going
to
do it?
I want to hear y'all's first. Okay.
Well, the dumbest thing that I've done in my life is, and mine are similarly, pushed a button, and I got fined $1 million by the FCC.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Definitely
I remember
dumb.
That.
But mm-hmm. You learn from it.
Yeah, and I hope
others did too. We have to take a test.
We're reminded every year.
Yeah.
The entire company has to take a test now because of a button I pushed and then the $1 million fine that came after that. And I remember seeing it pop up on the screen like, it was a wreck. Another dumb thing was I had a great idea for a bit once, and then Lunchbox and I did it, and he went to jail. Was that yours?
I'd like to piggyback off that.
Okay, so I'm going to let Lunchbox go then. Okay, good. Good. So I'll just take the $1 million fine. Yeah. I'll let you have the other one. Go ahead.
The worst thing I ever did was take this job.
The dumbest thing.
Not the worst.
The dumbest thing I ever did was take this job and have a meeting with my boss, Bobby, and we come up with this great idea that I'm going to buy pantyhose, put it over
You're going to buy gum.
Well, no. I'm going to put pantyhose over my face, then walk into the convenience store and buy a pack of gum with pantyhose over my face. So I did that, and then I got arrested at gunpoint and thrown in the slammer, and my...
Crazy, is it that day to me? Here's what I remember. All right, it was going to be hilarious. Had some pantyhose and an egg, one of those eggs. It's like, okay, go in and we'll see what happens. You just buy gum, be nice.
What's the egg?
It's what pantyhose was in.
Oh, legs. I got you. Legs.
It's the dumbest thing we could have done.
Dumbest thing we ever did.
Oh, wow, that was loud.
And I said, just go in, but be nice. But be on the phone, just buy gum. But you're wearing pantyhose on your face.
And I waited in line. I had to wait in line. And
people somebody was ahead of them.
Yeah, and I was on the phone the whole time, on the air.
Like a, what a robber waiting line.
No.
Right, come on. But, so he does it in the bit. Nothing really happens. We're like, well, that's kind of a dud. Mm. Except... Yeah. They see him.
They hit the panic button behind the counter.
Held him at gunpoint.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And I got thrown in the slammer.
They came to arrest me, and I was like, you ain't taking me in. I ran.
Oh, is that right?
No, but they were like, we're coming back for you, and they didn't. But, yes, he was in jail.
So that is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
He called, and he was like, I can't get a hold of my parents, or would you tell my parents my message? And I was like, yeah, well, I'll tell him.
So was he all like big voice like the way he normally is?
We were both young and dumb.
Okay.
I was 22, man.
Yeah, I was 23.
Dang.
And we got pulled off the air for weeks. And every show was like gloating. Ah, we told you they wouldn't make it. That's right. And we came back. We're number one for 10 years after that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
But well, it's the dumbest thing we ever did.
Yeah. Dumbest thing. Eddie, you raised your hand.
Oh, my gosh. Mine's pretty dumb.
Were you scared in jail?
Well, I was sitting there and there was...
Be honest.
No. I'm going to tell you what happened. There was two guys that came in and they had tattoos all over their face. And they start talking about what they did and they're like, what'd you do? And I was like, man, I ain't saying.
I don't want to say I killed
them. Yeah, because they were like, man, it's all right. We'll be out in like 6 months. I was like, oh my gosh.
six months.
I was like, I better be out by 6 o'clock.
Lunchbox, by the way, they charged him with terroristic threatening. But then it was all dropped because he didn't do anything.
Oh, good.
There's no. You can go into Halloween. People go into masks all the time. Anyway, is it still dumb?
Yeah,
but okay. I'm gonna get off this. Eddie, go ahead.
Man, this is the summer after I graduated high school, and I was headed back home from a party, and my house was about a 2 minute drive from the city. It was a dirt road, and there's no one out there, and I see someone walking in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like, am I seeing things, or is that really a person? I back it up. It was really a person. They were hitchhiking. I picked them up and I took them to wherever they were going. They said, I'd give you money if you take me wherever, you know, across town. This was like a 10 minute drive across town. I'm like, all right, I'll take them. I took them, dropped them off. I told the story to my friend the next day. And a week later, the mugshot was all over the news. It was someone wanted for murder. And I had picked them up and taken them to a hotel.
What?
And they could have totally killed me, but they didn't, thank goodness. But that was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Almost.
I mean, that was pretty dumb.
The dumbest would have been if you got murdered.
Well, no, I wouldn't be here to tell you that story.
Yeah, I mean, you just gave someone a ride.
Yeah, there was no real...
It was a murder.
There was no real ending, though. Maybe you took someone to murder. You took him somewhere else to murder.
Guys, they were headed to Mexico.
Oh, no, Eddie took an...
Oh. Did they get
convicted? No, they didn't murder after that. I had
that. Accomplice.
In my are you car. Weeping?
All right. Hey, that was almost the
dumbest thing.
Morgan?
Oh, well, it was because I dated this guy. I got in a lot of trouble when I was dating him. He got me in trouble for sneaking out. I was underage drinking. I was doing lots of bad things with this man. Right?
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
He was older than me.
How old?
Not illegal, but he was older than me. It was so dumb that by the time I finally realized I needed to break up with him, and I broke up with him, he paintballed my parents' house, he egged my parents' house, and then he drove through my parents' yard, which then my dad had to, like, go out and, like, handle all of it. So I look back on that moment, and I was like, that was pretty dumb of me to date that man.
Yeah. You keep saying man, too.
I know.
Yeah,
man. You were underage.
See, there's a real consequence there, right? See, that happened. Okay. Can anyone beat any of these?
I mean,
Ray, you know Ray's got a pile of
Ray,
dumb.
Can you close the show?
I mean, the ones I can talk about. This one, so it still affects me to the day. The dumbest thing I ever did. So my vehicle, you guys see the scrapes on the side of it. It was all a college night, and I was with South Beach, and we were at the Hilton Hotel, and we parked there, and we had dinner, and it was like, and we were leaving. So we go to the thing, and it says $25. Well, me and South Beach didn't have $25, and I was like, dude, I've seen people do it before. You can actually go around these little parking machines, and then you don't have to pay. So you could maybe do that if you had a smaller car, not an SUV. So I go around, get stuck in between the pay machine and the wall, then I just keep gunning it, and I'm like, and then I back out, and then I get back out, and I finally wiggle my way out, and I look at the damage of my car. Called AAA, it was like over $5,000, never got it fixed. And Hilton looked at the footage, and they're like, yeah, you can pay us $1,000, and we're doing you a favor to help fix the parking machine.
They saw you on the footage?
Oh, yeah. It was all there.
Going back and forth?
My tire tracks are probably still there. I would actually love to watch that video.
So you'd probably say that was the dumbest thing. Well, I'm surprised Scuba Steve doesn't have one. He's got a story for everything. But Scuba, you just going to pass on this one?
Some of them could be incriminating and get in trouble.
Yeah. He was the hitchhiker you picked up.
Oh, he did look like it.
He was the hitchhiker. All right, thank you all for your stories. That's a segment we call. That was the dumbest thing. Amy and Eddie, almost the dumbest. That's
pretty dumb, guys.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oklahoma. A 71-year-old woman went through the drive-thru at Little Caesars and said, yes, I'd like a pizza and some crazy bread. The 17-year-old employee was like, sorry, ma'am, we ran out of crazy bread for the night. She said, excuse me? She said, yeah, we don't have any crazy bread. She got out of the car, reached through the window, bam, bam, slapped him twice. Ooh. All because of no crazy bread.
Or did she have extra crazy bread before she got there and she went crazy?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Uh-huh.
Sounds like somebody had a little too much crazy bread.
Crazy people eat crazy bread.
What is? I don't even know what crazy bread is.
I don't know.
It's just like... breadsticks with Parmesan cheese on it.
Oh.
So it's like a breadstick.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound too crazy.
It sounds
it's
good.
Really good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Really good. And, I mean, it's got butter, of course, on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, what's the lesson we learned here? That's what I'm going to ask you after every one of these for a while. What's the lesson you learned from this bonehead?
Maybe don't go crazy over crazy bread.
I mean, that's maybe don't hit somebody. People. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't slap people.
Yeah, yeah. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
So... Eddie stole Lunchbox's bike for another one of these stupid reels.
Yes, he is so...
Eddie, your reels are so annoying. Give stuff.
So annoying. Stop with the reels. Stupid.
Well, after the whole, you know, like, oh, you can't use my name and likeness, I was like, this is even better. I'm going to just run with this all week.
So he took your bike and you rode to work.
I ride it to work, and I go out to leave, and my bike's gone. And I'm like, what in the world? And so
I'm he filming you looking for your bike? Well, that's funny.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
No. I don't know he's filming me, and so then
well,
I go...
of course. That's why the prank is a prank.
And then I had to go out in the garage and look through all the cars and all the stuff in the garage. And I find my bike and I'm getting on it. And Eddie comes running out with the camera. He goes, oh, did you find your bike?
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Come on, Bones.
I like that one.
You
got to
get creative with these reels.
Okay, so now, next time I'm just going to steal his car.
I like it. Or his kids.
Yeah, I mean.
He goes home, his kids are gone.
I mean, it's so funny. I'm going to go park your car at the McDonald's down the street. And got you on a reel.
Eddie, you're real. The fact that you want to do all these reels for Instagram and make videos. So you can get paid a nickel. It's so annoying.
More than a nickel.
But you're just so annoying with this.
Okay. I love doing it, dude.
Hey, but that one's
funny. Here's what's funny. And then he decided, I'm not going to post it. It's not that funny.
Well, I might post it a later date.
You maybe post it today. I like to see it.
Okay.
But it's not even that funny. He can't see me looking for the bike because he's all the way upstairs.
It was funny. You can hear him walking downstairs and he goes.
You can hear him?
Oh, because I had to be behind him. I couldn't be in front of him.
Okay,
so
this is not stupid.
All right.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps. You think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.